USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are back in Ireland after commemorating the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in France. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The event drawing other world leaders and over 170 American veterans who survived that fateful day on the beaches at Normandy.
10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
Discussions about possible tariffs on Mexican imports are underway at the State Department. Mexican officials met with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday at the White House, but were unable to reach a resolution. President Trump is threatening tariffs unless Mexico puts a stop to the flow of illegal immigrants passing through the country. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The superintendent of West Point is confirming that one cadet died and 22 personnel were injured when an armored transport truck flipped over in New York. The accident happened at 6:45 a.m. this morning and is under investigation. A former Air Force service member in federal custody has been charged in a 25-year-old case in which a 9-year-old girl was sexually assaulted and murdered. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Modern technology has allowed police in Missouri to unlock the 25-year-old case involving the brutal assault and murder of 9-year-old Angie Hausman. St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney Tim Lomer.
We're going to get several more leads that might draw a connection between Earl Cox and someone close to Angie. What we know now is that other than being in a physical proximity of where Angie not only lived but where she was abducted, there's no direct connection.
The 9-year-old was found dead 9 days after she disappeared in November of 1993 in the St. Louis area.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
As many people gear up for that summer vacation, what can you do when you're traveling on the road to keep yourself safe? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Jason Hansen. Now, he's a former CIA officer, a security specialist, and New York Times best-selling author. One of the things I asked Jason was what you can do. What's one tip you should remember if you're traveling over the summer?
You know, I'd say something so simple, and this is especially true for women. If your wife is checking into the hotel alone or girlfriend or whatever, is in a lot of places, especially overseas, people case hotel lockers. So if a woman checks in, whenever you check in, the representative always says, how many keys would you like to your room? Well, if you say one, then they know you're single. So anytime I check into a hotel personally, and a lot of times I'm traveling alone, I always ask for two hotel keys. That way they think there's somebody else in there. They know I'm not alone, so it'll be a harder target. So that's just one simple thing anybody can do is always request two keys, even if you're alone.
Hansen also has some advice if you're heading to a concert or a sporting event or a place where a lot of people will be present.
You know, it's easy and quick, and it's just to identify multiple exits and to remember to go to the opposite way of the herd. So when I walk into some place, whether it's a building or, as you said, a concert, I'll quickly note two exits. Okay, here's one, here's another, because maybe a bad guy with a gun comes through one of the exits and I have to go the other way. But also, if something happens, you know, stand there for a second and look around. If everybody's running one way, if the other exit you see is free, go that way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A deadly crash involving West Point cadets in New York is being investigated by the Defense Department. One cadet was killed and more than 20 others were injured after a 5-ton armored personnel carrier overturned near a West Point military training site. Mike Lyons went to West Point. Now he's a military consultant. He tells CBS News,
"It's where cadets go to train for the summertime with active duty units on actual Army equipment. They don't do that during the academic year."
Earlier on Thursday from France, President Trump was thanking World War II soldiers during the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
"More powerful than the strength of American arms was the strength of American hearts."
President Trump and the First Lady are back in Ireland and set to return stateside Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Andro 400 Max. Man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
"I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Today, your county at work, you know, we always talk about the backstory. What's going on with the men and women that actually serve the county, folks that you seldom hear from or seldom see. Today's a little different. Today we're going to be talking with Mark Salek, and Mark is the Director of Economic Development. And because he's so effective and so active at what he does, a lot of people know this guy. And he's been our guest before here on Your County at Work. But there's some really exciting and important things that are going on, and it's time to hear from Mark again. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. I'm glad you clarified, too, because I was going to say I would venture to guess that a number of people listening would say that you're going to be playing.
Yes. And it's all good news so far, and counting. So I want to make sure your mic is up high enough, too, right? Yes. Okay. So, Mark, tell us a little bit, really, about what's, if as you can, anybody that can see Mark's T-shirt here this afternoon that says Eat, Meet, Code, and Repeat, and he's going to explain that, and I don't know if you can see on my shirt. I've been walking around all day with the same kind of sticker asking, having folks ask me what that's about. So, tell us, just remind everybody about your